This is a production of the Street Project Foundation with the support from the United Nations Alliance of Civilizations, UNAOC, and the BMW Group. For sponsorship inquiries, please call 090-8528-7442 or email info@streetproject.org.ng. Stand up. This episode was written by Marvelous Arigbeshola and performed by the Street Project Foundation Youth Ambassadors.
Mr. Amisaba
is coming.
Bring my.
What's that sound? What was the shoes?
All stand, greet.
Good morning, sir. We are happy to see you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Please be seated. Silence. As you can see, with me is a new student joining us today. Please introduce yourself.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Daniel Yari. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
Who is this new one?
Quiet. Thank you, Daniel. Toti, is the desk behind you free? You may have that seat.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Daniel, please take that desk. To the rest of you, as you can see, Daniel is a person with disability and requires his crutches to work. I expect each and every one of you to be in your best behavior and make him feel welcome. Listen, I have arranged with Mrs. Avetti. She will take a class now, and I will return to take my class after lunch. So, however, in the meantime, Captain,
sir,
gather the assignments and follow me now.
All right, sir. Oya, pass your assignments from the first row.
Who is this JJC now they put behind me? Hey, bro. Daniel, right?
Yeah. I'm sorry I missed your name.
My name is Toti.
Right, Toti. Pleased to meet you. I'm really excited to join the school.
Aha! I give you 1 week, you will get tired. This school will make you lose weight.
I guess we'll see.
How do you talk like that?
Like how?
You know? Posh now. You sound very posh like that.
Oh, it's no big deal.
Come on now. Sorry, Daniel. How did you become... Well, you know...
How did I become a person with disability?
No, what? Forget it, all right? Just okay. Forget it.
It's okay, it's fine. I was involved in an accident.
Ooh, sorry about that. Look, if you need anything or help with anything, just call me.
Okay. Thank you, Toti.
Anytime, bro.
Oh, stand. Greet.
Good morning, Mrs. Etty.
Good morning. I hope you are all fine today. Where did we stop in our story last week?
Ma, we stopped at the place where you talked about...
Hold on. I see a new face. You at the back. Please stand. Oh, sorry. Please sit and introduce.
Oh, no, it's fine, Ma. My name is Daniel Yari, Ma.
Thank you. Please, you may have your seat. I didn't realize you were... Anyway, it's okay. Lovely to have you here.
Thank you, Ma.
Before we continue, I am sure you are all aware of the national debate coming up.
Yes.
Your seniors last year took us all the way to the quarterfinals. I want to believe that your sect can do better.
Yes, ma'am!
Good! For those that would like to compete, you have between now and the end of the week to see me and write your names down. You must be articulate, well-versed, be a good model representative of the school, and must be ready to work. Understood?
Yes, ma'am!
In that case, where were we last week?
Articulate, ready to work, good model. Good model.
Suffer too much for my country.
Who is this?
Mommy, it's me, Daniel. Good evening, Mommy.
Daniel, I'm coming. Give me a minute, let me remove this pill.
My dear, how are you?
I'm fine, Mommy. Mommy, what are you cooking?
I'm cooking your favorite. Abby's your dad's favorite. I don't even know, sir.
Is this a mo? Ah, Mommy, that's your favorite.
But I put fish and meat in the stew. And that is your favorite.
No, that's not how it works.
There is no satisfying you children of nowadays. But wait, Daniel, I told you to call me when you close so that I could come and pick you.
Mommy, it's just a 15-minute walk.
You walked?
I'm fine. The drivers were...
Yeah, what?
Nothing, Mommy. I decided to shall walk. And besides, the road was good.
Daniel, where are your crutches?
But they are outside. Mommy, can I take some bread?
No. Mm-mm. Your dad should be here soon. We'll all eat together. Wait. I think that's his car coming in now.
I don't think so.
What do you know? That is your dad's car, Joe.
Nah, I'm not sure.
Okay. If it's him, no meat for you this evening.
Mommy, it's not that serious now.
I'm home. Anybody in this house? Fresh soup.
Daddy, good evening. Welcome back.
Dima Daniel. How was school, boy?
It was fine, Dad.
How was work, dear?
My dear, work was fine. It was great. Thank God. Where's Jennifer?
She's inside sleeping. I'll have to wake her. She needs to help me set up the table.
Oh, no. Let me help you set that up.
You just got back. Rest first. Okay, since you are excited to work, you can wash the plates when we're done.
Okay.
So, Daniel, tell me, how was school today? How was your first day?
Oh, it was not bad, actually.
Are you sure? I mean, I spoke to your former principal. He was more than happy.
Daddy, I'm fine. I'm not returning back to his school. I just want to be normal.
Okay. So, tell me. Anything interesting happen?
Well, there's this debate competition thingy coming up.
Oh, great. You applied?
No. It's just... Well, I just resumed there and don't think it's right to apply.
Not right? Is there a rule against new students signing up?
No, it's not that. You know, it's a national competition and I don't... Well, I just...
Daniel... You say you want to be treated normal, but won't even try to sign up. If you don't want to do it, then...
Daddy, I want to.
Then do it. Besides, you are always blasting us with big English in this house. At least this time, everyone in the country will hear you.
Yes, sir.
Food is ready.
We are coming. Daniel, you decide if you want to do it or not. Daniel, I'll always be proud of you. But you, make yourself proud as well, okay?
Yes, Dad.
Okay.
Now let's go and eat before your mother finishes everything. Especially if it's Semuda.
This is real life.
I need to read that assignment. Hey, Daniel, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, Daniel. You look excited. What's happening?
I'm going to apply.
Apply?
Yeah, to join the debate team.
Oh, why?
Why? Why not?
No, it's nothing. I was just... Are you sure? I mean...
What? What's wrong?
It's just, you know, they need a good model for the school. You know, I mean, look at you with your broken leg situation. Look, see, if you want to do it, fine. I don't just want you to be embarrassed or embarrass yourself, that's all.
Oh, I should go and sit down. The bell's ringing.
Greet.
Good morning, Mrs. Areti.
Good morning, everyone. How are you all doing?
We are fine, ma'am.
Good. I am really excited about this. So quickly, I will announce the students that have met me to write their names for the national debate competition and give anyone else who would like to join them an opportunity. If you hear your name, please stand. Bada Emeka, Onye Esther, and Answer Totsi.
Totsi.
If anyone else wants to join them, now is the time to speak up. Is there no one else? Yes, Daniel. Did you raise your hand?
No, ma. I mean, yes. But no, I just wanted to ask if I could be excused to use the restroom.
Young man, you speak like a professor. You're excused.
Okay. Where did I keep my pen? Stupid. Just stupid.
Hey, Daniel.
Yes? How can I help you too?
Calm down, bro, now. Are you looking for something?
Yes, my pen. I think it fell under my table. I don't know.
Oh. Let me help you now.
Oh, no. It's fine. I can get it myself.
I beg, shift, let me check for you. Ngwanu shift now. See where these people put you in gum? Under the desk. I know it won't pass Nancy and that her big-headed friend. After now, they will be forming finest girls in Africa. I think I found it. This is your pen, right?
Yeah, thank you.
You are welcome, bro. So is that why you were the last person to leave? Because you lost your pen, or is there something else?
I didn't want to see... Well, you're still here too.
Yes. This Mr. Akusaka's assignment is just giving me headache. Ha. And I don't want to take it home because I won't have time at all.
Oh, the simultaneous equation?
The quadratic simultaneous one, oh guy.
Okay. Can I see it?
You want to help me?
No, I said let me see it.
Ah, smart man.
Okay. So it's actually not that hard. See, start by making x the subject of the formula.
Okay, see, I tried. But it's the x squared, it's giving me problem.
Okay, then take the square root.
But then it will become indices.
Not really. You see, everything inside is square. So you can multiply everything by 1 raised to power 1 and then 2. And then you will see that, it's forming out.
Wow, bro. That's correct. Man, guy, you are really a prof. See how you were just carrying over X and Y like ever.
It's no big deal. Emeka, right? I mean, Bada Emeka.
Yeah. That's my name.
I heard Mrs. Areti made you first speaker in the debates. Congrats.
Oh, thanks. But bro, to be honest, I don't know why he did not apply you.
Me? I just got here, bro.
So? You speak well, you are composed, and you dissected our test today properly. I'm sure even Mrs. Areti was expecting you to say something about applying. It's not as if we're even geniuses or smart like you, bro.
It's not about speaking well. You know, you have to look like a model of the school.
So what's your point now?
Look at me, bro. You want me to carry my crutches and climb the stage?
Why not? Is it not your voice they came to hear? Or who says you can only express yourself when you are standing on two legs or without crutches? Ha! You are sounding like someone messed with your head, bro.
What's done is done. And besides, I think you and Esther and Totti, I think you guys will do well. Totti had a point. Better him than me.
I'm shocked too. So you let others stop you, or you let what others think about you stop you?
Look, I don't want to discuss this again.
Okay, fine. But first thing tomorrow, we are going to see Miss Areti.
Bro, I am not going.
How about why now?
Because it's my choice and I don't want to, okay? I don't want to.
Okay. I understand. But the thing is, would you at least help me?
Help you with what?
Help me prepare for the debate now.
What about your team?
See, Daniel, I know. But I'm talking about one-on-one. Eh? You see, you are very smart and you can teach me to talk and enunciate and act like you. And then maybe we can actually go far this year.
I don't know.
Just say yes now. What do you have to lose?
Okay, fine. But you can't tell anyone, okay?
Okay, done. Can we go now? Or do you have more pens to look for?
Actually, we can start now.
Start what?
Practicing for the debate.
Now?
I'm joking, bro. Tomorrow after lunch break.
Hey. Thank God, though. Because me like this, I'm very hungry. My mom would have preferred food by now.
Yeah. Mine too. Let's go. But probably Semo again, though.
Semo?
Amma! This is real life,
oh. Welcome back to the National Debate Semifinals, where we have the People's Secondary School and Black Diamond High School. These two teams have come a long way, and we have just heard both sides argue marvelously and are waiting the results to see who gets to face the undefeated High Intellect Secondary School in the finals. Ladies and gentlemen, the results are ready. Before I call out the results, can we please give a big round of applause to the two teams who have performed wonderfully tonight? Moment has come. Out of a total of 100 points, the Black Diamond scored as follows: 30, 33, 28, making a total of 91 points. And also, out of a total of 100 points, the People scored as follows. Are you ready? 35, 25, and 33, making a total of 93 points. So, with a total of 93 points, the People's Secondary School has, for the first time in their history, advanced to the finals of the national debate. Congratulations to the Black Diamonds. They really, really put up a good fight. And to the People, we'll see you in the finals. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh my God. Emeka,
Rebecca, congratulations.
Really, Daniel, I thank God, but I also have to thank you. I couldn't even have passed the first round if not you being my coach, bro.
Oh, don't mention it, bro.
Ha. Allow me to mention it, Daniel. It's not too much to say that we are only here because of you, bro. So thank you very much, Daniel.
It's all good. Let's leave here. I can barely hear myself.
Come on, let's go.
Woo-wee! Yeah, bro. Yeah, bro. Top to the great. All thanks to me, bro. I mean, that last round was tough. But you know, I'm not a chicken. Unlike some people, I toughened up and I said, come on, Totti, you can do this. Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
Oh, bro.
That is Totti.
Daniel, don't let him get to you. He's just bragging.
Did you hear? Unlike some people. Oh, my God. He actually manipulated me.
Totti did what?
He pretended to be my friend, only to use my fears against me by insinuating I would be an embarrassment to the school, and that I couldn't represent the school with my broken leg and crutches.
Hey, Daddy Bobo, you haven't told me congratulations yet.
Congrats for what? For being a conniving human being?
Conniving? Hmm? Mr. English strikes again. And what did I connive to do this time?
Now I know why you talked me out of signing up then. You didn't want to compete with me. You said all those things to get me to back down because you knew that if I had signed up, I could have kicked you out of the team.
Look at this one feeling important. Oga, I didn't want you to embarrass my school. You stupid cripple. Can you imagine you on stage? Talking about you would have kicked me off the... Kick who off the team? Biko, with which leg?
Totti, what is wrong with you?
No, no, it's okay. I can speak for myself, Emeka. You know, you, Totti, you are really sneaky. And I trusted you.
Shut up! Did I hold your mouth from speaking up for yourself? Stop blaming other people for your inadequacies, you disciple! Come on, get out of my sight before I break your crutches on your head!
Watch your mouth, Totti!
Pugnosa, shut up and mind your business!
How dare you!
Emeka, leave him alone. Emeka, don't he stop? Emeka, leave him alone. Emeka, leave him alone. Emeka, don't stop fighting. Don't he?
Yay! He has saved it.
Oh no. Get up. Get up, Emeka. Get up. Get up, Emeka.
What's going on here?
Mr. Akusaka!
Help, sir. Sir, they got into a fight.
Quick. Help me, Kevin.
Amma, this is real life. Oh.
Please come in.
Good morning, Ma. Good morning, Miss Areti.
Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Daniel.
Emeka, you're here. I've been looking everywhere for you. I'm so sorry.
Good morning, Daniel.
Emeka, remember the doctor said move your mouth as little as possible. The wound needs to heal. Now, Mr. Daniel, you are in a very unique position here.
With all due respect, Ma, it wasn't Emeka's fault at all. He was just trying to stand up for me, and I'm really sorry, Emeka. Miss Ariti, I'm sorry, it was just that...
Our Mr. English... Can I talk?
Yes, ma. Sorry, ma.
Answer it, Totti. Come in here. I have been hearing all sorts of things about you, particularly towards Daniel. Is there a problem?
Ma, I didn't do anything. Emeka was the one who attacked me, ma. I was just discussing with Daniel when
everything... Discussing?
Well, we were talking, ma, and then...
Totti! Did you call Daniel a cripple? Speak up!
Well, that's what he is, ma.
It is disappointing to hear a student of this school actually say that. Daniel is a person with a disability, yes. But that does not make you better than him. What moral rights do you have to talk down to a fellow human being like yourself? He has every right to have and pursue dreams and aspirations as a human being. Is that understood?
Yes, ma'am.
And you will be severely punished for fighting and disgracing the school. Especially since you provoked the incident from our findings.
Ma, I'm so sorry, ma.
Sorry? What if your opponent died? Would your sorry bring him back to life? You must learn to address your grievances in civilized ways, not resorting to fists like common criminals or street dogs. I will deal with this properly later. For now, you are removed from the debating team.
I'm sorry, ma. I'm so sorry, ma. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, ma.
I really hope you both will learn from this. Toti, being condescending and looking down on people because they are different in shape, size, colors, etc. is wrong. You may leave now. As I was saying, Daniel, we are in a very unique position here. For the first time in our school's history, we are in the national finals. And now our star speaker is wounded. And our other speaker has been removed.
Emeka will be okay, ma.
I know he will be, Daniel. The problem is, he likely would not recover in time. Now, if what Emeka has told me is true, you have been helping him prepare all through the past 2 months, right?
It's only just a little, ma. He has natural talent and that's why he's been able to...
Daniel, yes or no?
Yes, ma.
And it is safe to assume that you had studied the topics and done similar research? Just yes or no, Daniel.
Yes, ma. I can help coach any student you want me to.
That will not be necessary. Listen, Daniel. We have gone without this trophy since our inception. This means a lot to everyone. And our time is short. I need to know what Emeka said about you was right.
About me?
He has nominated you as his replacement in the finals.
What?
The topic will not go outside the scope of all you have studied so far. It's too late to start training a new student.
Yes.
Your school needs you, Daniel. You and Esther.
But Emeka...
Boy, keep quiet. Daniel? Daniel?
Yes, ma'am.
Will you represent the D people in the national finals?
Ma.
Yes or no?
Yes, ma.
I can't hear you.
Yes, ma.
Daniel Yari, will you do your best to be a model and represent D people before the rest of the country?
Yes, ma.
Well then, good luck. Mrs. Areti, he's all yours.
Okay, boys. Emeka, you stay with the team as your mouth heals. We'll still need your input. Daniel, get Esther and meet us in the staff room. You both have work to do.
All right, ma.
Why you be say, suffer too much for my country?
Mama, this is real life.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the National Debating Final. As you all know, this has been a long time coming. Each of the teams here have come from individual states and fought their way to the top. The undefeated High Intellect Secondary School winners for the past 3 years are back again, and their rival is a school that had never gone beyond the semifinals in their history, and who will be competing for the first time in the National Debate Final with a different first speaker than the one that got them here.
That's amazing.
Yes, you heard that right, people. Daniel Yari will be taking the position of honorary first speaker, supporting the topic, Free Speech is Non-Negotiable. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Daniel Yari and the formidable team of the People Secondary School.
Go get it, bro.
As they make their way up to the stage, also welcome the reigning champions, the Team High Intellect Secondary School. Now, introducing the first speaker from the people. Once more, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Master Daniel Yari.
Thank you. Thank you. thank you. My name is Daniel Yari, and I'm a student of the People Secondary School. I am proposing the motion, free speech is non-negotiable. Words are very powerful. We all carry a light within that is meant to shine. But words can dress up and words can also strip off. Words can make us question, who am I to be gorgeous, fabulous, powerful, or all that? Yet, words can make you realize, who are you not to be? Our light frightens us, yet the sun will rise whether or not we want it to. Now, this is not even a matter for negotiation. You cannot blame hate speech on the concept of free speech any more than you can blame bullets for the people that they are fired at. Stifling free speech does not serve the world. It only limits it. Or you can say, it cripples it. Sort of like me. You see, limited means defined opportunities, risks, and benefits. But limits is not what humans are known for. Every day, we push past what we believe is possible. But here we are today, free humans contemplating shackling our words in negotiations and restrictions. No doubt there are those who use their words to spread war and wickedness. But there are also those who use it to do the opposite. You see, the solution is not to trap free speech, but to educate people to use it wisely. With this point, I hope I've begun to convince you that free speech is indeed non-negotiable. Thank you.
Wow, 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 wow. Another round of applause. Another round of applause. That was amazing. Wow. That was something else. Absolutely something else. High intellect, better watch out. Stellar opening. Okay. So, we now call on the first speaker from High Intellect, Miss Antonia. Round of applause, ladies and gentlemen. Round of applause. That was beautiful. Sincerely, that was one of the best debates I've ever witnessed in my life. And trust me, I've witnessed many. High Intellect brought it and the people matched it. You cursed. Okay. It seems the results are ready. From a total of 150 points, High Intellect scored a total of 135 points. And the people, with a total of 142 points from 150, for the first time since their inception, the People Secondary School has won the national team. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, for the national team superstars, Onye Esther and Daniel Yari.
Emeka!
Daniel!
Bro, we did it!
Yes! I honestly knew you could do it, bro!
Really?
Yes! I knew you could do it even better than myself, but you just needed a push. You got me as far as the quarterfinals. I knew you had to complete the journey, else we would have been eaten up, oh. Ha!
Thank you, bro. Thank you for the push and sacrifice. And thank God you're better now.
Ha, thank God, bro. You see, sometimes inclusion is asked for. while other times we have to fight for it.
Attention, please. Daniel Yari, please come this way. The president wants to see you.
Oh, okay. I'll be right there.
The president is looking for you, my guy.
Oh, no, now. He's looking for us. Ha. Let's go together.
Hey, you are the model and representative, my guy.
But we are the people.
Let's go.
This episode was written and performed by the Street Project Foundation Youth Ambassadors. Studio engineered by Eze Moore. Music production by Roland Ricketts. Production assistant James Okewu. Produced and directed by Izinwa Okoro and Rita Izinwa Okoro.
Condition that I'm from, yes. As long as they styling, they's working, as God, that the sky was the limit, cause I'm headed to the top with my minds and the goals that I'm set to achieve. I'm the man for the bottom, cause I'm headed to the peak, and soon I'll become everything that I once dreamed. I'm gonna do what I know.
You can make a living from it, and it don't matter what they tell you.